Wait for it, guys. I'll get all the hands on, but don't push. I'll give you a countdown. We've got to make this official. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of the government's new high-speed communications network being fired up on mainland Australia for the very first time. Kevin Abey is Economic Development Manager at Armidale Dumeries Council. I asked him what it meant for the city.
I suppose a level playing field. The reality is for many, many years, regional Australia has had to compete or has to play second cousin to metropolitan cities in terms of availability of broadband. But today with the switching on of the NBN and the connection of a number of first trial customers, I think it's been a milestone. For example, a small business that is a media company, and for them now to be able to transfer large files significantly quicker than what they were able to do. It's introducing a lot of efficiencies, but also it's interesting, it's identified a lot of opportunities for them. We have a number of private companies that are developing concepts and developing initiatives and projects. University have a concept called the Smart Farm and actually delivery of applications utilising the NBN. There's another organisation that has called the Smart House. So they're actually in the first release site area. So they're actually working with the university, with NBN Co and a couple of, and council as well, looking at how they can actually develop the Smart House as a test bed, as well as, I suppose, a showcase type of applications that we'll be able to deploy using this network.
How has the community been responding to the switching on of the network?
The community has responded in a fantastic way. We're very, very proud that Armidale has the highest take-up in terms of the NBN, in terms of signing up of people wanting a connection. Our take-up rate is 87%. We believe it's actually increased to 90%.
Meanwhile, down at the local library, librarian Martin Mantle says the public aren't really sure what to expect yet.
There's been some sort of interest in it, but because it's only just rolled out, the prospects for how it will be used is yet sort of to be determined, and people are sort of interested in how the library might fit into that. And so I think there's a growing interest, but once it's actually connected into people's homes, that will then determine how they'll be able to then determine how they're going to use it. I think one of the problems is that people can't see it or touch it, so they're unsure about it from that point of view. And I think one of the things I think the library's role is to, in part educate people about, what its possibilities might be.
What sort of impact will it have on library resources?
I'm positive about it in terms of the way it can be used for the library. The fear is that, that this will isolate people in their homes because they won't need to come out to a public space. But I think that the library will be able to reach into their homes in a way that we haven't been able to do before. And in particular for people who can't get into the library, people who are housebound, have difficulties getting access to library materials, and the NBN will allow us to get contact with those people in a very quick and instantaneous way, in the way that the kind of internet connection that we've got at the moment doesn't allow for.
Martin says the NBN has special significance for libraries.
Public libraries were set up so that the community can have free access to information and entertainment needs, and that we strongly believe that this is just as true for digital as it is for analog content, and that we want to ensure that people will always have free access digitally to the public library, that there's no cost impediment for them to access the library if it shifts more and more into the digital world.
Kevin Abey sees today's rollout as the beginning of a future we can't really begin to imagine.
We will soon be utilising the national broadband network right across Australia, utilising applications which haven't really been developed yet because we haven't been able to enjoy the fast speeds that will be available to us.